4403, Rosa Parks westbound, over 5.
Hey, 4403, so I didn't talk to my manager. I kind of looked through the SOPs to kind of get some more insight on that and talk to my manager about it. And one of my questions I wanted to clarify, was it a child or was it just a person that was sitting on his lap?
It was a child. My guesstimation of age would probably be 5 to 7, somewhere in that area, maybe 8.
Okay, so a child 5 to 7, yeah, I was kind of under that impression the way you talked. And then and I also want to clarify what happened. So you just asked them to have the person sit in the seat out of the mobility device, or did you tell them that they had to sit in that seat or get off the bus? Does that make sense? I'm trying to figure out if they just opted on their own to get off the bus, or if you told them they had to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, but I asked him to move on back just a little bit so I could lower that seat so she could sit in the seat right in front of him and be right there with him. And he was making some kind of comment about making people take their kids out of strollers and putting them on their laps. And I said, well, we don't have to do that anymore. And he said, well, let me off. I never did once ask him to get off the bus or to suggest that he get off. I just said that she would need to go ahead and sit in the seat.
All right, copy that. No, that sounds like he did that okay. You know, his thought, my manager's thought on it, and, you know, it kind of makes some sense to me, too, that it isn't a lot different than somebody sitting in a regular seat with a child on their lap. So, you know, it's good that you didn't ask him to get off the bus. It's, you know, he made that choice. There's nothing much you can do about it at that point if he chooses to get off the bus. But, you know, in the future, maybe just, you know, keep that in mind that, it, you know, he kind of takes that liability himself if he's choosing to keep the child on his seat just like, or on his lap just like, you know, any other parent would. And then, you know, they aren't required to get out of the strollers anymore. That's a valid point. It isn't exactly a stroller either, but, you know, again, all you can do is inform them and, you know, let them make the choices. But at that point, that kind of takes that responsibility back on them, if that makes sense.
All right. I still think that it is a safety issue and they should be sitting in their own seat if they are a child that's old enough to be doing so.
Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from. Like I said, that's just one person's point of view. I kind of see kind of both sides of it. So, you know, it doesn't sound like you really did anything wrong if you didn't ask him to get off. That's the big deal, is that you didn't ask him to get off. I'm glad to hear that. So you can definitely clarify this with your manager if you'd like. Maybe they have some more insight as to how to handle a situation like that, but I always just found it best not to, you know, push things too much, but it doesn't sound like he did. He just chose to get off, so, you know, it doesn't sound like there's much more you can do. I hope you have a great rest of your day, though, okay?
Okay, thank you. You too.
And you are welcome. Hope you have a great day at 1624.